takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. What?
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I have something. I'm too scared.
No, 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 go, no, go, go.
Be not afraid.
Come on. All right, Cheryl, what do you got?
Now you have to. Now it comes out. Okay. So far on this radio show, I haven't managed to tell one story.
Seriously?
Like, seriously. And I guess just due to the fact that, I don't know, I'm a little nervous. I'm an introvert type of person. And I don't know, talking in a group just really makes me nervous. So
it's only us. Well,
I know, but now you have the whole world listening.
Oh, well, that's
we
true.
Only we only do.
Yeah.
Imagine them naked.
But it, no, seriously, it's like a little intimidating. I'm good at one-on-one speaking, but when you're trying to recall a story and facts and looking back at the past, I tend to forget things. Or,
well, just tell Ryan, you know, and we won't listen.
Okay.
And like you're talking to Brian. I'm ready.
But anyway, so what I did was 2 days ago, I made my own little podcast.
And she's going solo.
I went solo. Oh. I spoke to myself.
One down.
Me.
One down.
Defector.
Oh, so we have it, so we can listen to it.
So I can play me 2 days ago.
Oh, my.
And then you can comment on that.
Oh.
And I'll make it live. You can stop.
I love it.
Talk,
I love it.
Whatever.
I love it. Speaker.
And I was able to edit, which was awesome. I had to do the first line. Like,
smart editor.
I'm like, you thought
you probably more listeners than we
do. Yeah, I know. Not for nothing.
But anyway, I have to warn you.
That's so cool.
This story is like long. It's like 10 minutes.
That's fine. Let's go.
But
first, let's get volume level. Yeah,
I love this. You gonna do a podcast too?
Yeah.
The Why I Hate Brian, Warren Mallory, Esquire.
I'll squeeze it in between jobs.
Yeah.
In all fairness, I must say, this story is a little lengthy, and there's no way I would have been able to tell this, like, just straight out. Like, seriously.
Don't worry about it.
I don't have your skills.
What, you don't belch?
I don't belch.
For you.
I don't go hum it, hum it, hum it, hum it. Alright, oh, see, I'm even scared.
Okay, volume levels, volume levels, volume levels.
And the beginning's a little rough, but it gets better. I promise.
You burp on your podcast?
Nice. Alright, here we go.
I could put those in.
Alright, if you want me to stop, I'll stop anytime.
Here we go. Share, what's the name of your, hang on a second, what's
Wait,
the name of your podcast?
You'll hear.
Oh.
I'm all prepared. I'm all prepared, ready?
Alright, go ahead.
This is my Chinatown bus story. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Chinatown Bus, but basically it's a bus that runs out of Chinatown and will take it to certain destinations of your choice, such as perhaps Atlantic City or Washington. And it is relatively cheap. And through this experience, I came to find out why it's relatively cheap. And this is how the story goes. I started off on a Thursday. I was going down to visit my girlfriend, Allison, in D.C., and with just cause, I was a little nervous because I had never taken this line before, and not to mention it's a little tricky trying to find your way around the city if you're not all that familiar with it. But without too much trouble, I eventually found the corner where the stop was, and I could tell that that was correct because there were a few people standing there with their luggage, and there was a man in with a little kiosk on the corner. So at that point, I thought all was well, the sun was shining, and I was on my way. And then the rain happened, and happened, and happened.
Yeah.
And we were outside, 12 of us, all huddled together, by this bank underneath this tiny little overhang. And at that point, I was getting way too close to strangers that I had no desire to be that close to. And at this point, half of us were wondering if the bus was even going to show up, because it was 10 minutes after the hour that it was supposed to be there. And now the rain is even getting harder, and it's harder to see. There's steam coming up off the street. So someone finally decided to shout to the guy in the kiosk on the corner, when was the bus coming? And he's like, okay, don't worry. I'll tell you. I'll give you the signal when the bus is going to come. Don't worry about it.
It'll all be okay.
So now I'm traveling
with 95 pounds of luggage, which is getting absolutely soaked, by the way. And out of just with no warning whatsoever, the man in the kiosk comes running out, shouting, the bus is here. And we're like, great, okay. So we all start picking up our stuff. It was like mass confusion. We go running out to the corner. None of us can see. And we're like, well, where's the bus? And he starts signaling with his arms, just pointing down the street. We're like, are you kidding me? And so half of us just start taking off in one direction. The other half crosses the street on the other side. And I'm just standing like, oh my God, what's going on? So I decided to cross the street with the other half, just praying that that was the right choice. So I got down the block, and I see like three or four other people just with their arms up in the air, like, I don't see it, do you see it? And people are asking me, like, was that the right bus stop? And so, I don't know. So we decided to just turn around and just go back. That couldn't have been our bus. What the heck was going on? So as soon as we get back up to the guy at the kiosk again, he goes, I'm sorry, that wasn't your bus. It was the wrong one. Yours is coming in 5 minutes. So now we lost half the people. I don't know where they wound up going, if they ever got on a bus. And we waited there another 5 minutes, and then another bus comes by. And the same thing again. He goes, we just go running down the block. Finally, this time, we saw a bus. And the guy waved to us. He just threw all of our stuff in there. And when I say threw all our stuff in there. And we got on the bus. And, well, that was Thursday.
That wasn't 10 minutes.
Shall I go on? Or
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I got to find out what happens now.
Yeah.
That was with the lost people.
That was Thursday. Okay. Because I don't know if this is working, so...
Let it go.
That was Thursday. Like, where are we now?
I know.
Just 5 days later.
Just wait.
So now it is Sunday. I had an awesome weekend with my friend, and it's time to go home. So I find the stop in D.C., and this time the area is just perfect. Really nice, calm, and the weather is superb. No sign of it breaking. And I was pretty confident at this point that I was not going to have any type of experience like I had in New York City. And to this day, I still don't understand how they could have had us stand at one location and then the bus just drive two city blocks away and all of us running to it. And even if there had been any elderly involved, I don't know how they would have managed to get on that bus. The bus does show up on time and we get on, which was great, and we proceed to head up Interstate 95, I-95. And just about 45 minutes into the trip, the bus literally goes... and stops dead on the left lane of the interstate. And we're like, okay, this ought to be interesting. And now we are sitting in which seems like an eternity in silence. And the bus driver manages to get the bus going again, and we're like, yay, woohoo, we're going home, false alarm. Then the bus just vomits. We are going nowhere. And now you can see traffic is backing up, and a sense of panic is starting to settle in. And the bus driver starts calling ground control, and we can't understand 1 ounce of what he's saying, since he was speaking what I thought was Chinese. So at this point, I wasn't getting excited or anything because, you know what, hey, -, it happens. And I knew eventually we had to get home. So now a good 25 minutes goes by, and finally we see red flashing lights. And if there's anything I know about Maryland police, you don't want to piss them off. And I knew this wasn't going to be good.
They're mean. They're scary.
Now a state trooper proceeds to approach the bus, and he's bang, bang, banging on the door, and he stomps on the bus. He starts yelling, "Sir, you have to get this bus off my highway." He managed to back it up all the way to D.C., which was 45 minutes away at that point. And he screams, "I smell alcohol in the front of this bus." He looks directly at me and asks, "Were any of you up here drinking?" And all I could think of to say was, I was like, I just woke up and got on the bus. And now he's screaming frantically at the man, which I actually felt really bad for at this point. And he turns and says, "Does anyone know what language this man is speaking?" Then it clicks with the lady sitting next to me, and she's like, "Ah, Mandarin, Mandarin." And the cop starts yelling at her, demanding to translate what he's saying. And she can barely understand him. So he yells, "License, license, I need to see his license." And she desperately looks at me. So in my best broken English for the hearing impaired ever, I'm going, "License, license." And I start digging through my wallet to show her mine. And she's like, "Ah." And she starts gibbering away in Mandarin. And now the cop is really harassing him, saying, "This logbook is a mess, yada, yada, yada. Just get off the bus," he's yelling. So the two of them get off the bus, and they go outside behind the bus, which I can only imagine they're doing a sobriety test at this point. And seriously, no lie, I'm thinking, "Ooh, ooh, please, let me do it. I can say my alphabet backwards." Just let us go home. And then at that point, I remembered my sister and her family were also down south. They happened to be visiting my sister for the weekend in Virginia. So I called her up and I'm like, "Jamie, Dan, can you please come pick me up? I'm broken down on a bus on the highway." And they're like, "What? What's going on? Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, well, where are you?" And they, unfortunately, to get back home, took another route, like, that went through Pennsylvania, and they were, like, an hour and a half away. I'm like, "You know what? Don't worry about it. I'll get home. Just keep on going. That's way too far." They're like, "Are you sure?" I'm like, yeah, just keep going. I'll make it." So there was no go on that. So seriously now, at this point, I'm like, "I can't believe this is happening. What's going on?" Now I have a drunk bus driver. So anyway, the man and the cop get back on the bus, and which that was a great relief, because I suppose that meant at that point he passed the test. And now, of course, the cop tells us we all have to get off the bus because it's too dangerous to sit in the left-hand lane of the interstate with no air on the bus. So they safely get us off, and we're hanging out in the median, and the bus driver's in the back with a bag of tools, messing around, trying to fix the bus. Mm-hmm. So, again, I guess after about another 45 minutes, they get it started again. So, yay! We're going home! Woohoo! Again! We get back on, and this time it's even hotter than ever in the bus. It was hotter than it was outside, because now the bus was sitting for 45 minutes with no air on, and you had the stench of sweat and stale air. It was just so nasty. Now the cop is a little more calm and a little more concerned for our safety. He starts passing out bottles of water. "Are you guys okay?" And he says, "Well, the bus is ready to go now. So you folks have a safe trip. Be careful. Just get back home. And all this will be over soon." So the driver gets back on the bus, kicks it in gear, and away we go. 20 feet. And again, stopped. So now the cop comes back, and he's banging on the door again. He's like, "Sir, I said move this bus." And the driver's signaling, like, I can't. I mean, this was absolutely ridiculous at this point. The cop is, like, more irate than ever. So finally he convinces the bus driver to call another bus line. But the problem is with that, The one that was the closest to us was already full. And they have their schedules and they have their places to go to. But the second bus, we would have to wait even longer. But Oh well, at least one would be coming. And now a second bus shows up. But unfortunately, we're still in the same position. We're not all of us could fit on this bus. So now this new bus driver goes to the back of our bus and starts helping our bus driver repair the bus. Like, oh my god, you gotta be kidding me. This is just not going to happen. So finally, between the two of them, they get our bus started again. So now the cop comes on the bus and starts explaining to us that we're not going to get on this new bus, but it'll at least be there. It's going to escort us all the way to New York City. It'll make sure we're behind it the whole time. Not a problem. We will definitely get you home today. I was like, okay, great. If that's the only option, then fine. Just get on with it. Let's get out of here. So here we go again. Our escort in front puts it in gear, and away we go. But of course, we don't go. In front of us just rips on out of there. He's like, screw you guys, I've got a schedule to keep. It was just like, what? You can't be serious. So now, the cops behind us finally realize what's going on, and this literally turns into like the worst episode of Cops ever. They go flying up the highway, lights and sirens, going to chase the bus that just took off. That was like supposed to be escorting us to the city. We just couldn't believe it. I was like, this is just, what else could possibly go wrong? So they're up there, and then about 15 minutes later, the cops come back. They can't find the bus. Either it turned off on an exit to try to get away, or it got way too far ahead. I really don't know how.
Was there a bathroom on your bus?
But now, to end a long story longer, a third bus finally came. We all got on that one, and we all got to go home. But unfortunately, which meant to me, had to go back to New York City, only to take a train back again to Matawan. I had no choice. It was a direct line. So I almost cried when we passed my exit, 117 on the Parkway. I was just like, please, let me off of here. And needless to say, I was exhausted when I got home, and I will never, ever, 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 ever ride a Chinatown bus again. And in all fairness, I suppose I need to specify that the actual bus line was called Dragon Coach. The end.
Wow.
Thank you. the good times that we had.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.